Hello and welcome to this exploration of your soul's journey. Let's move into our hearts together and experience the prescription for spiritual alignment. And so as we take this time together, we know we are aligned with the presence of God within. We are protected by God's love, wisdom, knowledge, and grace. The God consciousness within helps us discover more about who we are. Thank you, God, for the gift of spiritual intuition. Thank you, God, for aligning our conscious, subconscious, and superconscious mind. Amen. Well, every lifetime that we live has incredible gifts to offer us. And the question we need to ask ourselves today is, how are we maximizing our potential to experience all that we can in this lifetime for the benefit of our soul? In today's lesson, Jane is talking about the movement from spiritual evolution, which is something we've experienced over lifetimes, to spiritual involution, which is the spiritual journey of turning within. Let's explore this with her together and watch this video.
Here we go again. The evolution of your soul. How to cooperate with your soul's evolution. I'm very dedicated to bringing you a new concept of the soul and the understanding of how your soul has evolved through time and space. I want to do this for the reason that I've been talking so many years about evolution of consciousness. And now I want to devote this year, 2014, to the involution, the process that goes on once you have made the decision to move into a deeper understanding of your own self. Now that you've had opportunities to go through many, many incarnations and having your successful life and enjoying it and moving on, your desires have been much more poignant, if I may say so. You start to understand that there's more. And this is one of the reasons I talked to you in the last couple of weeks about desires. And I asked you to think about your desires and how you have desired one thing after another, even this lifetime. And of course, your other lifetimes have brought you to this point where many of your desires are fulfilled. And that is an important process because you do have free will. You get to do what you want to do. Your soul evaluates you in between incarnations, and as it does, it begins to evolve and make better choices for its next incarnation. So we've talked about this from time to time. I've given a lot of talks about reincarnation, karma, the evolution of consciousness, the evolution of soul. So what makes this year different from any other? Well, this year, I'm going to be talking to the more advanced students. And some of you will find this to be very boring or not very interesting. Or some of you will say, oh my God, she's speaking to me. Oh, I understand. I am excited. I know that I'm a soul that's evolving and recognizing that I am ready to move forward. And yes, I want to be part of this. And that will be wonderful because we are on the process of moving into a deeper, more personal relationship with yourself. You have come in at different points of your evolution, different understandings of how your soul has operated from time to time. A few weeks ago, I talked about baking a cake and the ingredients that goes on. Okay, and what does that have to do with something that I referenced when I was in my early 30s and 40s, baking cakes? Now, none of you bake cakes anymore, probably. And that's okay. But you have some understanding of that because I wanted to show you that you are made up of many ingredients, many talents and abilities, many possibilities for future lifetimes and your lifetime at the present moment. So, as you have evolved through time and space, gathering information, putting it in your subconscious, doing karma, cause and effect, balancing your opportunities to experience both sides of good and not so good. And I'm not going to say you have bad karma because it's not bad karma. It's only balancing you out so that you can balance these experiences. So I'm just going to take a little example here. Supposing that you were really rich in your last life and you had lots of money and you intended to support others and help others. If I ever get rich, I will do all this for others. You got rich, and then you got to be a hoarder, and you no longer give. You want to hoard more money. Oh my God, this is so much fun. I'm a millionaire. I want to be a billionaire. Oh my God, this is so. I forgot all about the fact now that I wanted to be of service to humanity once I had enough money to take care of my family and do some good things. But you've forgotten because you got wrapped up in the fact that you had all this money. And you walk by the poor and the downtrodden that you wanted so badly to help before you came into lifetime. And you are ready to do whatever you can to make your next billion. Well, you see, you probably will be the next billionaire, but maybe not in the next lifetime. Because now you have to experience what it is to want to help and not be able to, and want to be more service, but you can't because you have no money. You have no prestige. You have no power. Last lifetime, you had a lot of power, but you, I don't want to say misused it. You got caught up in it. You got caught up in it, and it was so delicious that your soul said, ah, you got to go back in your next lifetime and be a poor beggar on the street. And have to beg for alms or for a dollar to go buy a half a slice of bread. Why do you have to do that? Why did that happen in your life? Why are you where you are right now if you have no funds? Or if you're a billionaire? Or if you're a millionaire? It has to balance itself out. So now you have the opportunity to have that experience. And so I'm going to say you passed on as the very rich person, and now you're here in this lifetime, very poor, not being able to put money together, not being able to make anything. And one, seeing the poor man on the street and thinking, oh, if I could only help him. I'm so sad. I feel so bad about the fact that I can't help anybody. Oh my God. And now you're desiring again to be of more help and more service. And you have had the experience of having nothing and having to beg. Why do you need that experience? And you would say, well, that was bad karma. No, don't go to bad karma. I'm going to say, this is what your soul wanted to experience, and this is part of the law of sowing and reaping, so that we, as souls evolving, will be able to balance both parts of ourselves. Why do we become women one lifetime and man the next? Sometimes we're have a gay life, or have to experience being of different colors. All the different things that we've had to experience become where we are today. Now, why am I talking about all that? Because all of you who is really, really interested in moving in consciousness understand that you are a soul evolving, and that you've had many lives. You work in the opposites, the good and the bad, and you're here to work out your soul's desire. Desires. So, a couple of weeks ago, I said, I want you to write down all your desires. What are your desires? That was such an important point, because as I start moving in and through this year with the information I'm going to be helping you to understand, you're going to have a framework of reference, a framework of reference about your soul and its desires, and how much it desires what it's doing at the present moment in time and space. Because our desires are so very extremely important to the evolution of our soul. Our lifetimes are created through our desires. Whatever desire we had, we will fulfill the desire. We will fulfill it one way or another. Or supposing you want, now that you are a millionaire, you want to be a billionaire. Well, you may have to wait 10 more lives to be a billionaire. But guess what? Maybe being a billionaire in 10 lives from now, in 3 centuries from now, whatever, billionaire doesn't make it at all, because of all the different things that have happened on the planet Earth, that the billionaire is now has to be a trillionaire. And so, oh my God, now I'm a billionaire. I want to be, oh my God, I thought I had it made. I didn't have it made. You see how it works? I'm trying to give you a framework of reference of how our desires come together, and we keep desiring and desiring and desiring greater and bigger things. And that puts us on the track of slowing down our evolution. Because if your desire is strongly to be a billionaire, and you've had this lifetime of being very, what I mean, let me go this way. You had this lifetime when you were a millionaire. Now you've had the lifetime of understanding how sad it was that you can't help anybody because you don't have any money. Now you've learned your lesson. You've learned a soul evolutionary process. You've learned something very important to your soul. Now you're going to come in and you want to be a billionaire to help a lot of people. That now you had to wait many, 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 many hundreds and hundreds of years to make that happen. But now when it's happening, it's of very little value. It doesn't have any power, because that's not what it is about anymore. So now your desire to be of service to humanity, and here you are sitting, a billionaire, but you might as well be just a millionaire, because millionaires don't have any money now, and billionaires are very little. When I was growing up, having $1 million was the whole world in a nutshell, as far as I was concerned as a child. And now people are billionaires, and they're becoming trillionaires and all the other stuff. What a waste of time with all those desires, and you sure can have them. Where is it going to get you when you leave this body. That was what I began to think about when I began to see the evolution of my soul. I began to think about, what was I going to offer when I leave this body? What is it that I truly want? And when I'm all ready to leave and I meet the pearly gates, the lords of karma, however you want to talk about it, because you're going to meet something and you're going to evaluate your life, and what am I going to do about it? What am I going to say about myself? Well, I say, wow, I wish I coulda, woulda, shoulda. I don't want to be there. That's when early in my 30s, I began to understand that if I passed over, I wanted to be in the highest possible consciousness available. And I know that the desire of my heart was to become God realized. At that time, when I was 30 years old, I didn't even understand that concept. But I knew I wanted to know God. That much I didn't know. I didn't know the process that I would go through to move into God consciousness. I just knew that that was mine to do, because it was in my heart, my soul, my very being. And so that is what fueled my fire to become more God realized. And the truth of the matter is, every lifetime you live, you become more God realized. You see? You become more conscious, more conscious, more conscious. And then comes the time when you dissolve through humanhood into the infinite intelligence that created this universe and billions of other universes. And eventually, you will have your own universe, whatever you want. Believe me, that's going to happen as you evolve. That is the truth. But here, I'm sitting at this point of my evolution, and I'm thinking, right now, I need to help those souls that are evolving right now. And when I leave this body, I will go on my journey to understanding more of the I Am presence that I am, and how it can express in the universe, in the cosmic universe. What is my place in the universe? Right now, this is my place in humanhood, to help you to evolve into your next God realization, which is you become one with the Oversoul that created this whole universal system. This is just a universe. There's billions of universes. And as time progresses, there's going to be more and more talk about this. And there's going to be more and more opportunities for you to have greater possibilities for your life and your evolution of consciousness. It's all about evolution of consciousness. So I am dedicated in every way, shape, or means to help you this year to understand far more about the evolution of consciousness and how it evolves, and why it is important for you to understand these principles, because they're part of who you are. And you will understand, as I talk about these things, that there's some part of you that kind of resonates with this. I remember when my out-of-body teacher told me about reincarnation, and I just thought, the whole thing is impossible. Well, here I am, talking about souls evolving. Look at all the things that I thought was an impossible thing way back 50 years ago. Here I am, 50 years later, and I sit here before you saying, I have been through this process. I didn't read a book. I did not read a book to understand the evolution of consciousness. It was a process that I went through with a teacher that I knew not the name of, that I didn't know who was talking to me when I went to bed at night and woke up with ideas in the morning. But I started to realize that I was slowly but surely evolving into something different than I thought I was when I was 30, and then when I was 40, 50, 60, 70, and now I'm 80. Okay, 80 years old. I've got lots to share with you before I leave this body. But I figure it's very important that I share with you where I am at in this time and space and help you to know that there is a path for you. There is a total evolutionary process that you're already in. And we're going to talk about involution now. I'm going to spend the time talking about involution. I've talked about evolution. You've evolved to this point. Now it's going within and the process that happens when you go further and further in. And you don't do it in one lifetime. It's progressive. Progressive. And no matter what you do this lifetime to support your soul, if this is the first time in your whole being that you ever wanted to meditate and you learned to meditate, you are starting down that path of really going within and finding your whole beingness, which will open up and show you that you are already infinite intelligence waiting to hatch. Yes, you are infinite intelligence waiting to be unveiled within you. So, hopefully, you did your homework and wrote down those desires because those desires are what propel you to go further. And I'm trying to add some new desires to your desire list, saying, I want to master, I want to understand my whole soul. I want to be more committed on my journey than I've ever been. I want to take my desires and put them on the top burner of I want to know myself and God. That's the only desire worthwhile, and that's the desire that's brought you to this state of evolution. So, this week I leave you with this. Again, look at your desires. Because I am going to be talking a lot about putting this whole process together in a way that is more simple to understand so that you can grab hold and be able to move with the new science, the new information that's coming into consciousness. So, I'll see you next week and see where we're going. Thanks for going on this journey with me. Bye-bye for now.
Jane shared some crucial questions for our soul's journey. Questions like, what are our true desires? What desires are we holding deep within our souls? And are we fulfilling those desires? And is there a greater desire, a desire for spiritual development, awakening, enlightenment? I remember when I first started studying with Jane over 30 years ago, I did an exercise in which I went out into nature and sat down with a sheet of paper and pen and just started writing out what my desires were. And I started exploring whether I'd fulfilled those desires or not, and to what extent. And I also asked myself the question that she'd been asking me, which is, what is the true desire of my heart? What is my greatest desire? Well, I found at that time, and this is over 30 years ago, that I still had some third dimensional desires, that is, human desires that I hadn't fulfilled. Desires around relationship, having children, professional desires. And in fulfilling those desires over the next 30 years, I found that the fulfillment of those desires included both positives and negatives, things that my ego, my personal self, liked, and things that my ego did not like, because every desire in the third dimension includes both positive and negative outcomes. It comes with the territory. But I also found that there was a deeper, higher, greater desire. And that desire, now that I've laid to rest those other lesser desires to a great extent, that desire has come forward. And I even asked myself, if I were to cross over right here and now, at this point in my life, what would I say to the Lords of Karma? What would I say to the Karmic Board? Would I say, I fulfilled these things, but I still want to go on and do it again and try this and try that on the third dimension? Or would I finally be willing to lay to rest those human desires and put my whole being into this one true desire of my heart? This is an exciting exercise to experience, because what you find out is where your real values are. And there's no right or wrong answers. There are some that may be more or less advantageous to your spiritual growth. But what I found was that the true desire of my heart was the only desire that ultimately had value for my soul. We would like to support you as you examine your spiritual journey at our spiritual support gathering on Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern. The link is in your chat room. It's also on the website. And it's a group that's led by Center for Enlightenment certified teachers who are qualified to support you as you work on your spiritual journey. And you can ask and answer questions. You can support other people and hear about their journeys. But you will receive spiritual support on your soul's journey. Also, thank you so much for your donations to the Center for Enlightenment. There's a link in the chat room. There's also one on the website. And this is your opportunity to support this ongoing work in supporting souls spiritually. So we are grateful for your spiritual support. And now we're going to move into a time of meditation together, in which we're going to take a moment to look within to see what our desires are all about, and then to move into the silence where what we need to understand is revealed to us. So close your eyes and open your heart and just be in this moment. And know that ultimately, beyond everything, there is a desire in your heart. For awareness, spiritual understanding, soul awakening. And in the light of this greater desire, what other desires are you aware of? And how willing are you to let go of some of them? And honestly, to recognize that you wish to fulfill others. And now, as we move into the silence, we just quiet our mind, stop thinking, move into our heart space, and experience being in the silence. The essence of my soul is being. And I am grateful for my awareness. In this time of who I am and now bring yourself back to the place where you are and as you open your eyes know that this is a week of exploration of awakening to the potential desires that need to be fulfilled, and the one true desire of our hearts. Enjoy exploring your journey this week. Bye now.